local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, it's hour number two, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 50, 48 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Weather looks great on this Friday for the weekend as well. Day one of the homecoming air show on board NAS Pensacola today. Blue Angels flew at 2:30. They'll do so once again at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon for the final time in the current show season. And then after a little bit of a break, they'll head out to El Centro, California to get right on it for the 2024 show season. But a lot happening in our area this weekend, and hope you have an awesome weekend as Austin will and I will. Austin's Pittsburgh Steelers winning last night. I didn't see the Wake Forest result. How did they do?
Oh, my Lord. I was hoping to the man upstairs you would not ask. Wake did not have a deficit all game until they threw an interception and let Duke get all the way down the field and kick a 26-yarder right as clock expired. I've been watching sports for years, and I've seen teams lose in a variety of ways. That was top three angriest I've been.
Wow.
I couldn't bear it.
Sorry to hear that. I did not know that before you said that, so I was not setting you up for anything, or I promise you there.
No, that's why I got the Steelers shirt on. I'm not repping Wake today. I got the Steelers
there
on.
There you go. So we did have in that Channel 3 update FDLE. So you may recall this. This was back in June 28th. So that's what, 5 months to the day? Almost?
Almost.
The officer involved shooting up in Cantonment, a Pensacola police officer who has been on administrative leave since then, as FDLE looked into this shooting that happened on in Cantonment. I'm looking for the specific street. I'm not seeing it right now. But this was in Cantonment back in June 28th, and FDLE today announcing that the officer was justified in their actions. So that is the culmination of their investigation, FDLE announcing that recently here this afternoon. So did want to make a mention of that. Just shy of 5:15, we'll get our first traffic and weather update of this hour. First, our top three stories, starting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who today is in Israel, calling for a ceasefire to allow for the release of hostages.
We need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians. We've been clear that as Israel conducts its campaign to defeat Hamas, how it does so matters. It matters because it's the right and lawful thing to do.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will not consider a humanitarian pause in the fighting unless Hamas returns all of its hostages. Meanwhile, border crossings from Gaza into Egypt have continued after a reported 400 Americans were among those who were able to leave Gaza. The leader of the Iran-backed group Hezbollah making his first comment since Hamas's attack on Israel. Speaking in front of supporters in Beirut, he says Hezbollah will continue to infiltrate Israel from the Lebanon border. Also here in the States, it took jurors just a little over 4 hours to convict FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried guilty on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. Sentencing is scheduled for March 2024. He could be sentenced for more than 100 years. We'll see how good of attorneys he has that get the sentencing down. I suppose it doesn't really matter at this point, but 100 years seems a little far-fetched to me, but I don't know. 5:15, he'll get another check of the roads and weather. Let's start off on the roads. Austin, how's it looking out there?
Okay, well, in the last hour, I was giving a lot of attention to Blue Angel Parkway, northbound towards Highway 98, and also where Gulf Breeze Highway intersects with Navy Boulevard. We were seeing a lot of congestion there, but I am happy to report that those have seemingly lessened significantly. We're still seeing some splotches of congestion there, along with some of the busier intersections in the Pensacola area, but other than that, nothing too shabby going on right now, Joe.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Alan's busy doing a whole bunch of stuff with his daughter there, so we don't have any audio from him today, but oh well, I'll just do it myself. Sunny and 76 degrees right now, clear overnight, 54. Sunshine again for Saturday and Sunday. Weekend forecast looks great. Highs around 78. Overnight lows will be around 55 degrees both nights as well. Sunshine continuing into early next week. Yeah, I do agree, Texter. Austin getting some love there. Austin doing a great job. Yes, he is.
Thank you.
517 News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some local headlines. Of course, we just told you FDLE today announcing that the officer involved, a Pensacola police officer involved in a shooting in Cantonment, fatal shooting, as they have ruled that the officer was justified in those actions. Also today, Florida Department of Transportation, FDOT, says the speed limit on Mobile Highway between 9 Mile and Pine Forest Road is permanently reduced from 55 to 45 now, beginning today. In addition, a $7.5 million project on that particular section of Mobile Highway is continuing. That includes resurfacing the roadway, improving drainage, and installing a new traffic signal at Klondike Road. The work is estimated to be complete in early 2024. Down the road in Okaloosa County today, deputies investigating what appears to be a swatting call in reference to a shooting threat at Baker School. After clearing the threat, deputies went to Crestview High School for a precautionary sweep. Crestview was put in lockdown along with nearby Davidson Middle School. Also, the Escambia School Superintendent wants tougher rules on bond for crimes committed near schools. This comes after a shooting outside of a local middle school workman in September. There was a basketball game going on at the time, and Keandre Wright was arrested on attempted murder charges but was released from jail on bond only minutes after being booked into jail.
It was very frustrating when you think there may be 3,000 or 4,000 people attending a football game that Friday night or the next Friday night.
And Superintendent Keith Leonard wants lawmakers to change the law so violent crimes committed near schools not eligible for bond. He says he got the idea from reading the language of current laws involving gun violence. Leonard was asked, has asked the local legislative delegation to look into that idea. 519, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
This weekend is when daylight savings time ends, so be sure to set your clock back 1 hour so you don't miss church this Sunday. The idea of daylight savings is simply to enjoy the daylight wisely. Jesus said in John 9:4, and I quote, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work," end quote. Jesus then explained that he is the light of the world. And as we watch our world getting darker and darker, remember that the sinless Son of God remains the bright, shining light, offering redemption to the world. Interestingly, in Matthew 5:16, Christians are called to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So make sure to fall back this weekend and be on time as you gather with your local church this Sunday.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all branded product needs. locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimProper.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning at 7 o'clock. We talked a lot about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech about the ongoing war against Hamas by Israel. Talked about Halloween safety and two different hatchet-related crimes that happened in Escambia County last week with Sheriff Chip Simmons at 7:35, and a lengthy conversation about the effort to incorporate Perdido after the debate that took place at the Escambia Legislative Delegation meeting last week. Good comments on both sides. That was at 6:35. You can find all of those on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Not going to be able to have Pat Bernardo in studio today, having some car troubles. So I think he is out of commission, won't be able to go to any of the games tonight. So stinks there. Obviously, this is the last week of high school football regular season here in Florida before the playoffs start. And our game of the week is going to be at Escambia County as they take on Pensacola High. So we'll have coverage of that 7 o'clock right here, or not right here on News Radio, but on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM 99.1 FM. So looking forward to that. And the weather is going to be great over at Escambia High School. Not a big press box, so we just go on top of it, you know, open air. And so it's going to be clear skies, and I would imagine probably in the mid to low 60s. So looking forward to that one here. Mm-hmm. 525, we'll get another check of the roads and our weather right now. Austin, let's see. You've been talking about an accident here. South Blue Angel Parkway, just north of Dog Track Road. That is in the southbound lanes there, over on the southwest side. Also, there is an accident on Creighton Road, east of Leesway Boulevard. Not seeing a whole lot of slowdowns right there, but just be mindful on Creighton Road and elsewhere. Am I missing anything?
Not from what I'm seeing. I mean, there's some congestion in some of the busier areas, but that's par for the course.
Yeah.
I am seeing the crashes you're talking about, but to your point, there's not a ton of congestion right now.
Very good. Looking at the weekend weather forecast, again, tonight it's going to be clear with a low of 54 and overnight lows over the weekend 55 or so. Sunny skies Saturday and Sunday with highs right around 78 degrees, approaching 80 in some spots. So very nice weekend on tap. Taking a look at our state and national headlines today, Republicans are getting ready for the weekend's annual Florida Freedom Summit. The event takes place in Osceola County. All major GOP candidates are expected to attend. Barry University's Sean Foreman, though, says things could get uncomfortable for Governor DeSantis.
But what we're hearing is that this Florida summit, there may be some prominent Florida politicians who are going to come out and announce they're switching from DeSantis to Trump.
And the next Republican debate, of course, is Wednesday night in Miami as well.
The Biden administration is investing more than $650 million in port projects aimed at improving reliability of the U.S. supply chain. The administration announced today that the projects will focus on 41 ports nationwide. That includes $11.2 million towards Port Panama City for the design and expansion of their 200,000-square-foot East Terminal warehouse.
The ex-wife of a Florida Microsoft executive is claiming innocence following his deadly shooting last year. Shanna Gardner pleaded not guilty during her arraignment this morning. She's accused of hiring a hitman to kill her ex-husband, Jared Bregan, outside her former Jacksonville Beach home in February of 2022.
After last weekend's deadly mass shooting, police in Tampa are increasing security around town. City leaders are also considering other long-term solutions, such as a curfew for people under the age of 18 and installing metal detectors at businesses. 22-year-old Tyrell Phillips pleaded not guilty to charges yesterday. Two people died and 16 more were injured when two groups got into an argument and started firing.
National headlines today. Attorneys for the man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue are claiming prosecutors excluded potential jurors who were minorities. Attorneys formally filed paperwork to appeal their client's death sentence and asking for a new trial. Robert Bowers was convicted and sentenced to death this summer.
Also, an appeals court says, quote, in the middle of a school week is not sufficient cause for Ivanka Trump to get out of testifying at her father's New York civil fraud trial. Ivanka, who has three school-age children, claimed traveling from Florida to New York City during the week would cause an undue hardship. The appeals record rejected her motion, and her testimony remains scheduled for next Wednesday, November 8th.
In Kentucky, rescue crews are still working to find the worker who went missing when a coal mining building collapsed.
If we were able to find Mr. Neese and it was evident that he was deceased, until that time, it's going to remain a rescue operation. We're not giving up hope.
Alvin Neese and another man, Billy Ray Daniels, were prepping the 11-story building for demolition when it collapsed Tuesday. Daniels is confirmed to have died in that accident.
And this may be an off year for federal elections, but numerous seats in state local governments will be up for grabs on Tuesday. Kentucky and Mississippi will both have elections for governor, while all 140 seats in Virginia's General Assembly are on the ballot. Among the propositions and referendums on state ballots is a bill in Ohio that will determine whether or not to enshrine the right to abortion access into the state constitution.
Yeah, issue one in Ohio, it's a very hot-button issue there. Mm-hmm. President Biden today mourning the victims of last month's mass shooting in Maine. The president and first lady visited a memorial outside the restaurant where the shooting took place in Lewiston. The president says too many Americans have lost loved ones to gun violence and there have been too many mass shootings to count. Biden met with first responders, healthcare providers, and some of the victims' families.
And lastly, the Supreme Court is considering a challenge to the federal ban on bump stocks. Bump stocks, devices that help semi-automatic rifles fire faster, have federal appeals courts split on legality. The highest court's decision to hear the case comes after the U.S.'s latest mass shooting in Maine.
Yeah, and a reminder of our top three stories, jurors taking just a little over 4 hours to convict FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried guilty. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calling for a ceasefire to allow for the release of hostages in Israel, Gaza specifically. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, though, says he'll not consider a humanitarian pause in the fighting unless Hamas returns all of its hostages. 5:30 right now. Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveling to Lewiston, Maine to mourn the loss of 18 people killed, 13 injured in a mass shooting last week.
We also remember the survivors who will forever carry the memories and the physical and emotional scars of this. They should be embraced. I know you will. I know you do.
Days after the shooting, the accused gunman found dead outside of a recycling plant in Lisbon, Maine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Israel looking for more humanitarian aid allowed into Gaza, while the Israeli military says troops are tightening encirclement of Gaza's city. The secretary says America will always stand by Israel in their fight.
As long as the United States stands, Israel will never stand alone. Today, In my fourth visit to Israel since October 7th, I reiterate that.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The first Friday of the month is typically a big payday for U.S. workers, but thousands of paychecks didn't land in individual bank accounts today because of a technical glitch with the network that moves funds from one financial institution to another. According to the folks behind the automated clearinghouse network, the glitch affected at least 900,000 payments made through several large lenders, including Chase and Wells Fargo. The past week on Wall Street was a great one for investors. It was the market's very best week of the year, in fact. The Dow Jones Industrial Average leaped 5.1% for the week. The S&P 500 soared 5.8%. And the tech-laden NASDAQ Composite, extending its win streak to 6 days, rallied 6.6%. Starbucks plans to expand to 35,000 locations outside of North America by the year 2030. It currently has more than 20,000 international cafes. In total, the coffee giant aims to reach 55,000 locations by 2030. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Kenny Pickett led his seventh game-winning drive of his career last night as Pittsburgh took down Tennessee by a score of 20-16. I walked away from that game, though, more curious as to what Titans rookie quarterback Will Levis can be compared to feeling that Pickett is the guy for the Steelers. The more and more I watch Kenny, the more and more I see inconsistent play and just believe he's a dude and not that dude for Terrible Towel fans. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey. Did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch, we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh, Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the printabilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thirty-six News Radio 92.3, hour number two of Pensacola Right Now. Happy Friday, happy weekend. Joe and Austin getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today, November 3rd, 2023. It's day one in the books of the NAS Pensacola Homecoming Air Show. Day two tomorrow as the Blue Angels finish out their season before getting a well-deserved break and then heading off to winter training out in El Centro, California. 5:37 right now. We'll get caught up on the roads and our weather. Austin, things not looking too bad out on the roads right now.
No, nothing looking too bad at all. But I do have a promotion here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. At freshfromflorida.com, you can see what's in season, recipes that feature local ingredients, and more. Also, join the Fresh Florida Club today. That's freshfromflorida.com. But no, back to what we were talking about, Joe. No, I mean, we've been looking at these past couple of traffic and weather updates, and we haven't seen a ton of heinous congestion, and this one is no different. We're seeing some, obviously, you know, stop-and-go moments here and there in, like, downtown Pensacola and all that, the usual suspects. But outside of that, Nothing too crazy.
There is an accident south Blue Angel Parkway, southbound lanes as you are heading towards Dog Track Road. But elsewhere, yeah, things are looking good. Weekend weather forecast right now, it is 76 degrees. Overnight, clear, 54. And sunshine continuing both Saturday and Sunday into next week as well. Highs over the weekend will be right around 78 degrees with overnight lows at 55. Taking a look at our sports headlines today, we have one ACC game on ESPN2, Boston College taking on Syracuse at 6:30. The NBA, so I still don't understand this thing, but they're doing their first ever in-season tournament.
Yeah.
So all 30 teams are taking part in this. Tuesday and Friday games in November are group play games. And then each winner of the six groups and two wildcard teams advance to the quarterfinals in December and a championship game being played in December 7th in Las Vegas. They get the NBA Cup, and then also each player on the winning team gets $500,000. So, okay.
I'm glad you did your research on it. You know more about it than I do. I did know that it was starting. Made the best team win, I suppose.
I guess, yeah. You know, I'm a big, I don't know, if are you a supporter or a know much about like international soccer, like Europe?
Oh, no.
Okay. Why'd you say it that way?
Well, no, I mean, because but, I just know that
so,
I know.
Okay. So European soccer does this thing, and I don't want to get too much into the weeds on this, but well, let's just take one league, all right? You have England, the English Premier League, all right?
Yeah.
So England has the league, English Premier League.
Okay.
Teams also have a domestic cup, which is the English Football League Cup, which involves all teams in England, including the Premier League teams. But there's like all these lesser teams that have a chance at this, right? Yeah. And then if you finish in the top four of the English Premier League, or if you win the league, you get to go to this thing called the Champions League, which is all of Europe's top teams.
Okay.
It feels like the NBA is quasi trying to do something like that, where they're trying to create the NBA champion, which is obviously the regular champion, but then you have the NBA Cup, which it's just like, all right, it's an additional trophy. Yeah, I guess there's a little bit of incentive. 500 grand is $500,000, but I don't know. I think the main thing is it's just an effort to avoid players just sitting out, get random games.
Well, that's what I was kind of looking at it as. I think it does add some oomph to the regular season. Because you hear, I mean, you hear NBA fans say, man, the NBA regular season doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So I think this is supposed to get fans more invested and, as you said, give the players a bit more of an incentive as well. And at the same time, if they are trying to take after soccer some, I mean, that's not a bad idea. It's the most popular sport globally.
I would also add this, too, because you know, a lot of people will just say this in passing, but the NBA season starts in October, but really Christmas Day is like really when it's like, okay, you have like the, you know, the NBA takes over Christmas Day. You've got like games from noon until late. Usually all of the games are headlining, big stars, big teams. And that's really when attention kind of turns over to the NBA a lot. So
I can see that.
This is a way for the NBA to kind of get the pre-Christmas crowd in on that. Speaking of NFL, so big weekend on tap here. I think it's, as far as like the schedule goes, and just you have big games in every window, and that includes the morning, because you have what could be the game of the day, the Dolphins taking on the Chiefs. That's in Germany, so that starts at 8:30.
Yeah.
You have, I believe, the Ravens taking on the Seahawks at noon. That's a big game there. The Eagles and the Cowboys is going to be the national game of the week on Fox in the late window. And then at night, Sunday Night Football, the Bengals taking on the Bills and the return of DeMar Hamlin to Cincinnati. So that's going to be high energy, high emotions, you would think, for Hamlin for sure. But many on the Bills likely there. So a good weekend in the NFL. And college football, not a bad slate. Several games involving ranked teams. We've got Texas, Kansas State, Georgia, Missouri, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, USC, Washington, and then Alabama hosting LSU. So good weekend of football there. 542, health, business, and science notes today. Southwest Airlines flight attendants are getting ready to vote on a new contract. The deal would give flight attendants a 20% raise along with an annual 3% raise for the next 4 years. It would make Southwest flight attendants the highest paid in the airline industry.
And tens of thousands of hospitality workers serving hotels and casinos in Las Vegas will go on strike in a week if they don't get the new contract they want. The Culinary Union set a strike deadline of November 10th at 5 a.m., The looming strike would involve about 35,000 people who work for properties owned by MGM Resorts International, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts. You know, I got to tell you, this is seemingly becoming a trend. We saw it with actors in Hollywood and writers, I should say.
UAW.
And honestly, I mean, while there wasn't like an official strike, we saw stuff heating up in sports with running backs getting upset about how they were being treated.
Right.
So, yeah, they're just the latest in a long line.
Well, I'll tell you why that... I'll tell you why they're doing this now is because, you know, November 10th is the deadline for this thing. Mm. You have who's hosting the Super Bowl?
I'm not sure.
Las Vegas.
Oh, gotcha.
F1 is coming to Las Vegas in, I want to say, December or January as well. Mm. So they're saying, hey, November 10th is it. So if you want to lose 35,000 culinary employees at all of your resorts in the lead up to F1 and the Super Bowl, good luck with that. So that's, you know, that's what they're saying there. Also, Elon Musk's new AI startup will debut tomorrow. He announced that XAI will release its first AI to a select group. I have no idea what that means.
Me neither.
He claims it's the best. Again, I don't know what that means. And that XAI's aim is to understand the true nature of the universe.
And I really don't know what that part means. That is so vague. Aren't we all trying to understand the true nature of the universe? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, on Sunday, we'll fall back in time with the end of daylight savings.
Uh-huh.
While doctors tend to agree that we have the most difficulty springing forward, our bodies don't really like to fall back either, even with the extra hour of sleep.
People go to work and it's dark. They come home from work and it's dark. And seasonal affective disorder is fairly common.
Any clock changes can disrupt our sleep, metabolism, and stress levels. He says now more than ever, it's important to exercise.
Texter says F1 is November 16th, so that's six days from the deadline, self-imposed deadline. So yeah, so there it is. Obviously two high-profile events coming up there. By the way, doctors are with me on that. The extra hour
means nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely
means
nothing.
Absolutely nothing. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see all these Facebook posts on Sunday or Saturday telling me about how wonderful it is that I get an extra hour of sleep and then I get 6 months of darkness. I do not want to see it. Last year, I was on, I did not realize that my, I did not check the phone really carefully. I looked at the oven clock. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to leave for church. I was on time to Sunday school.
Ah.
So that happened last year. So we'll see if that happens again this year. 5:45, get another check of the roads and our weather.
All right, so I'm looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and it's a bit more of what we've already been seeing, luckily. Not a ton of congestion here. We were talking about an accident that was near Dogwood Terrace, and it's caused, if any, congestion, very minor, short-lived congestion. But outside of that, things are running pretty smoothly.
All right. Looking at the weather right now, 76 degrees. I would imagine it'll drop fairly quickly here once the sun totally sets down. Mostly clear tonight, 54. We will have sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Highs right around 77 degrees with overnight lows right around 55 degrees each day as well. Couple of pop culture notes today. Lots of big names are being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tonight. They include singers Sheryl Crow, Kate Bush, and so is the late great rocker George Michael. Honorees also include rapper Missy Elliott, rock band Rage Against the Machine, and Texas country rocker Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's taken Willie Nelson that long to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, he's been a prominent name for decades.
I defer to your judgment on that. I don't know. Well, I couldn't understand because, I mean, Missy Elliott's a rapper, so why is she going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, I mean, like, NWA, I think, is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well. So it's just for music at this point. And a new foundation is recognizing Matthew Perry's hope to be known after death as someone who helped others, not just as the Friends actor. The Matthew Perry Foundation is accepting donations to help those struggling with addiction. Perry was open about his issues with drug and alcohol abuse. I like this.
Yeah, for sure.
He was on record multiple times saying, hey, when I die, I'd like to be known more as Matthew Perry, the guy who helped others, not Chandler Bing, the funny jerk on Friends. You know, I mean, it's like that's fair. I'm glad that people are making a point of saying, hey, let's focus on this side of him.
A few previews here for a TV movie. So Marvel is releasing the first trailer for its upcoming series, Echo. The series features Echo, who is a deaf hero that communicates with American Sign Language. It'll be the first Marvel Studios series to be rated TV-MA, which I find interesting, and it's expected to feature more violence than anything Marvel has done so far. Echo will debut on Disney Plus and Hulu on January 10th. You know, now that I say that, I suppose it isn't that surprising because, I mean, Deadpool 3, they're bringing into the MCU because the first two have been standalones. I mean, yeah, he's a Marvel character, but it was not part of the MCU. So, and I would imagine Deadpool 3 will not be rated PG-13.
Probably not, if I had to guess. And a new reality show inspired by James Bond will be starting next week. 007 Road to a Million will show contestants competing for over $1 million by taking part in daring stunts worthy of James Bond. Hmm. 9 pairs of contestants will travel around the world during the season, searching for a briefcase that will lead them to the next round of the competition and answering questions by, quote, the controller.
Yeah.
The show starts November 10th on Amazon Prime Video.
All right, 5:50, final break. We've got wacky and weird headlines and good news when we return. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Are you missing out? Affiliated Insurance is here to help. 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield Florida Inc. BBA, Florida Blue.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash. specifically bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I need you like a hurricane. Thunder, crashing, wind, and rain. To tear my walls down. I'm only yours now. I need you like a burning flame. A wildfire untamed. To burn these walls down. I'm only yours now.
552. News Radio 92.3. Who sings this?
Jimmy Needham.
Never heard of it. So there you
Neither
go.
Neither have I.
Yeah, man, I need to get better at familiarizing myself with music. It's just a weak point of mine, and I own it. 5:52 here, final segment here on the 5 o'clock hour. Coming up at 6, Bobby Rossi will be stepping in for third week in a row here in the 6 o'clock hour. I know a lot of you still miss him, and so do I. But he'll be in for the 6 o'clock hours. I'm headed off to high school football for the final time this season as we get Escambia High School hosting Pensacola High School on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 and then 99.1 FM. Real quickly here, some wacky stories here before we get our final check of the roads and weather. Starting in Connecticut, a guy got pulled over for putting fake police lights on his car. Cop spotted his Dodge Challenger on the highway, ran his plates, and saw it wasn't registered to any agency. Michael Marshall admitted that he was using them to get through traffic faster on his commute. Not a good idea. It should come as no surprise he ended up being late to work that day, if he even made it at all.
Mm-hmm. And a guy's dog found a rare lump of whale puke on a beach in Scotland. But it turns out these things are in very high demand and are used to make, of all things, high-end perfumes. It's called ambergris, and it will float into sea until it washes up on shore. The chunk weighs a little over 5 ounces, but larger lumps have sold for as much as millions of dollars.
You know, what my wife and I, on our first wedding anniversary, we went to London.
Okay.
In the airport on the way back, there was a, and I don't know if I'm saying this right, it's like Hermes, it's like H-E-R-M-E-S, okay. Hermes, Hermas, I don't know. But I got her perfume from Hermas.
Okay.
It was not cheap. I wonder if that perfume contains any whale puke.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to have to look it up and see.
I mean, if it was in Europe and if it was expensive, perhaps it did. Yeah.
Yeah. So I will find out and I will report back on my findings there. 5:55, get a final check of the roads and weather this hour.
All right. So looking at the roads here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're not seeing a ton of extensive congestion. We are seeing some on a Gulf Beach Highway, but it's just... it's short-lived. It's nothing major. And we're also seeing just a little bit at some of the busier intersections in Pensacola, but it's very mild, or if it's a bit heavier, it shouldn't be holding you up too long.
All right. Thank you very much. And again, the weekend forecast looks great as well. Right now, it's 76 degrees. We have clear skies overnight tonight, 54 for the low, sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Highs both days around 77 degrees, and the overnight lows will be in the mid-50s. All right, final look here with some wacky stories. Good news. So if you haven't been living in a cave, you've probably heard of Wanda Dench and Jamal Hinton.
Yes.
It was now 8 years ago that Wanda accidentally texted Jamal to say, "Hey, you coming over for Thanksgiving?" And he's like, "Who dis?" New number, who dis? And she said, "It's your grandma." And he says, "Prove it. Say, take a picture." And she did, and then he sent one back. And then they were like, "All right, well, you can come anyway." So that happened 8 years ago. And it has been cool to see the evolution because, you know, sad note, Wanda's husband passed away, I want to say, 2 years ago or so. I think it was during COVID. So
it was,
the annual selfies, we lost him. We did gain Jamal's girlfriend. I don't know if it's fiance or wife now, but we did gain her. I have a suspicion that we have gained a little one.
Perhaps.
Because
yes.
There was a story a couple of weeks ago that Jamal hinted at a surprise or something. Mm-hmm. Although this could be it. It could be. I don't know. But with this thing here, they're doing a thing with Airbnb where two guests will get to have a Friendsgiving with them. You'll stay at Wanda's house for the night, play board games, watch movies, and get to be in their annual Thanksgiving selfie. And Airbnb is making a big donation to the charity Feeding America as well.
So, that's awesome.
Very cool.
A 17-year-old named Sam just set a Guinness World Record. He solved a Rubik's Cube in 28 seconds. That alone is quite impressive. That's world record worthy in my mind. But he took it an extra step. He solved it in 28 seconds while performing a skydive.
Yeah, that's really cool there. Here's a little bit of him talking about that.
And it was a lot harder than I expected. It ended up taking about five tries to actually break the record, because it turns out it's very difficult to turn the cube accurately when you've got all that wind blowing in your face, trying to blow the cube out of your hands. You've got to hold it much tighter than on the ground.
Yeah, he did the skydive over Western Australia's Juryan Bay because it would have been very dangerous had he dropped a cube and it landed on someone. I don't know how unlucky you'd have to be to be domed by a hurtling Rubik's Cube.
A Rubik's Cube falling that fast from that high would kill you instantly, so you would not know.
Yeah, we literally would not know what hit you, but that's awesome.
Yeah, but that is a lot to take in there, because not only are you solving the Rubik's Cube in 28 seconds, you have the high winds, you have the gloves that are probably making it not easy to twist the cube. You've got to focus on holding on to the thing. And, oh, by the way, there is at least a remote possibility above 0% that you could die today when you're doing this.
Yeah.
So all of those he was able to do. 28 seconds. That's awesome there. So good job out of him. Well, Austin, good job out of you this week.
Thank you. Our first
full week here as Joe and Austin in the books. And hope everybody has a great weekend. Austin, a lot of football watching for you, I assume?
Anything going on? Yeah, that Georgia-Missouri game, Florida State plays Pitt. So, yeah, we're going to be watching some of those.
Absolutely. Same here. And I'll be heading out to the pumpkin patch tomorrow.
Yeah.
A little eight-month-old is going to be getting some pictures with the pumpkins. My idea, not the wife's. No, I'm just kidding on that. But, yeah, we'll wedge a couple hours in to do that in between a lot of football watching for me this weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Bobby Rossi coming in for hour number three. I'm off for high school football now. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.